Hallelujah. You're welcome to church. God is good. And all the time. Satan is bad. And all the time. Good. So once you know God is good all the time, no matter what situation you enter into, you know he will bring you out. Jesus spoke to his disciples and said, what is said and what is said about was two people who were building. He said, one built on the rock, he dug and built his foundation on it. The other built on the sand, because it's very easy to dig in the sand and to build. The story, he said, means that trouble and trials come to everyone. Looking at the story, he said, that he gave, the parable he gave, it simply means that the storms of life comes against believer, unbeliever, white, black, Ghanaian, American, British, Russian, Ukrainian, and everyone. Therefore, whoever hears this saying of mine and does them, let's look at it very well. I will liken him to a wise man who built on the rock. He said, therefore, not everyone, I like this one, not everyone who says to me, what? Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. But he who does what? The will of my Father. He who does what? The will of my Father. If it's your Bible, underline the will. This is you don't have a Bible. Highlight the will of my Father. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in where? In heaven. So he really told us the type of father he was talking about, because some knew him as the son of Joseph. So they would think he's talking about Joseph. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Therefore, so because of this, therefore, whoever hears this saying of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on a rock. Wise men build their house upon what? So we will see what is building a house, or the rock in which he's talking about. What is, how do we build on the rock? Okay, let's finish. And the rain, mark it well. What came? the rain ascended, descended, the flood came. When rain comes, flood comes. And the wind blew and beat on that house. What did he do? All of them came against that house. The rain, the flood, the wind, they all beat that house called you. And it did not what? Fall. No matter what the devil brings on that person, it will never move that person. It can never change that person's destiny. It can never change his life. His business can come against it. It will still stand in the midst of all businesses collapsing. So let's listen. Oh, I love this. I love this. But everyone who hears this saying of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the what? So this well, or those who come to church, excuse me, I'm not insulting anybody. There are some who are wise and there are some who are not wise. Yeah, I don't want to use that. Let me see. There are some who are wise. So who are those who are very wise? The wise will build their house on where? On a rock. Those who are not wise build their houses on what? On sand. And I'll say, how do I build on sand and rock? What is the sand and what is the rock? Jesus said it in the parable. Let's look at it. The first portion. Therefore, whoever hears this saying of mine, whoever hears what? Like you are hearing me. Hearing me is your building, the material. I'm giving you the material. But where you put the material is the most important too. The material is very important, but is the most, what will make the thing stand is where you put the material. You've heard the word of God. That word the person heard was good. The material he used to build is good, but the foundation he put it on is bad. So let's look at it. Therefore, whoever hears this saying of mine, so both of them heard it. Both of them had the same material. But one, look at this, and does them, so the doing and not doing is the foundation. The word comes to everyone, but the one that the word will benefit is the one that practices it. So it's not just enough to be excited with God speaking to you, but what do you do with the word? Yes. Para. How many know para? Para. Sit down. Para can take some headache, isn't it? But you can have the para and have a headache. The fact that you are holding the para doesn't mean that the headache is gone. What do you do with it? So two people can have the headache and you can give them the same prescription. They buy and they are holding it. One can even buy the genuine and the generic one and the original. Maybe the generic person just takes it and it works. It takes slower to work, but it will work for him. And the one who has bought the original can hold it, put it into his bag. I have the original. I have the original, but your head will still be hurting you until you take it. In fact, that is why I like the local name for faith, Jinidi. Take it and eat. How did you get in Ghana? Huh? hemokeyeli. So it also come the same. There is he and there is ye. Good. So any word that you have to, you want to benefit from it, you should learn how to practice it. Put it into practice. Don't just go to church, hear a message, go home, come back the next Sunday, hear, forget, and come back the next week. No, put them into practice. It is the one that put it into practice, is the one that is building upon what? The rock. Because there is going to be a challenge. The word will be tried one day. But if you don't learn how to practice it, and the difficult times come, you won't know how to use it. David learned how to practice with a stone. He learned how to kill, take care of sheep. Saul learned how to look for donkeys when they are lost. Somebody who is only searching for donkey, when there is danger, he will run away. But the one who has been entrusted with the sheep and he sees them as his, will lay his life down for them. There's a relationship between he and the sheep. Saul has no relationship with the donkey. So he did everything in the wilderness. He was learning how to use his sling, how to kill the animal, the lions and the bear. All those things that were coming to him, they were all training ground. So whatever is happening to you is a training ground. The difficulties you are going through, you will remain in it. He won't allow the lion to eat you. If you trusted in him, David had his trust in God. So he put that trust in practice. When he saw the lion coming, he trusted God and says, God, you are the most powerful God. You created the animals. And you created man. And you put power in the hand of man to rule animals. Have you ever seen animals caging a man before? Have you ever seen men caging animals before? He said, Lord, you gave us power. Yes, lions are, elephants are very huge. But we have a way of bringing them and putting them in the zoo. Yes. Tell me whatever. There are many things that look bigger than us, but we control them. Yeah. Huh? In fact, this earth and this world, if it will be destroyed or it will stand, animals cannot spoil it. It is man. Any other creature cannot destroy this world. The creature that can destroy this world is man. Oh, you think I'm lying?
It's correct.
Even though we have bigger creatures, huge, 10 times bigger than us, but we are the most fearful because we were fearfully and wonderfully made. I hope you're getting me. So he said, he that heareth this my word. Let's finish it. And does them, the key is what? Hearing and what? And doing. I would like him to be like him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. So the storm of life can come against you. What will make you stand is the word of God. Not the word of God you have heard, but the word of God you have kept in your heart and believed. And anything you believe, you do it. Oh? Anything that you believe, faith will automatically make you act. If you believe, you jump here and you can just jump and you can fly and just land. And nothing will happen to you. You will not go and walk through that place. You want to come here, you will jump. You'll find the easy way. Whatever you believe. If you tell me you believe what I can see, if I look at you and say I believe something, I will look at what you do. If you believe in somebody, there's a way you're going to react towards the person. If you believe in Christ, you will obey him. If you believe him, you will do whatever he tells you to do. Because you know whatever he tells you to do will work. Okay. The reason why you won't do it is that you don't believe. Because, hey, I did me, I be ye. I've tried it before, it didn't work. Why did Peter, a fisherman, who knows the sea, and know the fish, how when to catch the fish. When Jesus has borrowed his ship, his boat, to preach in, came back to him, launch deep. A carpenter telling a fisherman where to put his net. It takes faith in the man because he has been at that place before. He fish on that in that sea. He just left that place and came. And you are telling him to go there again. If you don't believe, you will tell him, hey, carpenter or pastor, if you want to preach, preach your preaching. Don't come to economics. Don't come to this because unko school, un ye economics. Don't come to security matters. You don't know security. Imagine the prophet telling the king of Samaria, your enemies will be coming from this angle. Go there. He will tell him, when did you become security expert? How many people work under you? Do you have agents that even report to you? Me with all the national security under me. I don't know, then you are going to tell me. A pastor. Pastor. That they are coming from this area. Go there and meet. Put your plan in this area. Strategize. Why? Because he believed the man of God. Whenever God speaks his word, the only way the word will benefit you is when you believe it and practice it. When you believe it, you will practice it. The Bible says that the word did not benefit them because they did not believe it. It is the word you believe, it is that one that will benefit you. I can preach healing here, but some can have faith to receive healing. And those who have faith to receive healing will be healed. Amen. Whatever I'm preaching, you can take that faith and it will work for you. Normally, it's not even the man of God, but it is the faith of the person. That was in that Paul was preaching. And indeed, The gospel was preached to us all as well as to them. But the word which they heard did not profit them. Not being mixed with what? Faith. In those who heard it. So sometimes we all hear it. The same gospel. The same power is in it. But it might not profit many because they fail to mix it with what? Faith. And when I say mixing with faith, whatever you believe is what you do. If you believe something, you will do it. If you don't do it, it means that you don't believe it. He said, oh, stop for a moment. No. Faith is the one that will make somebody leave all his environment and tell that I want to travel to the cold country he doesn't know anybody. And if he says he will go, he will sell everything he has to get a visa, to get a ticket, going without knowing anybody. But if you ask that person to come to Frafraha to church, he will say, I don't know there. It is too far. But through faith, nothing is too far. He sells everything. Like the woman who saw a pearl somewhere, he thinks that America, Britain, any other place, it's a pearl. In fact, I used to think that there are some trees that when you go and pluck the pounds and the dollars. I didn't know when I traveled, I didn't see that tree. I didn't know that people were suffering there, both white and blacks, citizens and non-citizens. So you sell everything. Go in, have faith that he will make it. And travel. He's never been to airport before. Especially, the brown people, we like traveling. When we go, we bring our sister, our brother. The first one that goes, he doesn't know anybody. Oh, because some will walk through this desert. People say, oh, if you go, you die. People are dying there. They say, we don't care. No matter what documentary film you show them that people are dying, he will still go. But his faith overshadows the documentary film. Faith does not mind anything. My own grandson walked through the desert, through Burkina Faso. Told me, at a point, he was put at the Libya prison. And the war came. Then they broke, he got a chance to run. He has to run through, go and pass through, go and. I don't know, God saved him. I said, what kind of faith do you have? From there, they have to take some boat. He said, some go, they die. And they go, he said, the first go, the team bus, I think God. And you know people are dying, but you say, well, you can go. What kind of faith, if this faith is translated into the word of God, I think they will have very strong faith. He had a faith. He managed. I think they got stranded and the boat, SOS, their ship was there, their boat. I think that day, something happened and they came and rescued them, put them on. And later, he became a refugee small, and then later, he went to. They arrested him, put him to prison. I don't know. Then later they gave them amnesty. Through the amnesty, then he was able to stay there. I said, what kind of faith is this? Your grandfather don't have that type of faith. And he made it. He learned. He wasn't a barber. Ghana man. Ghana man, when you have faith, you can do it. Oh, I can do this. I think in the prison, he learned how to cut hair. By the time he came out, he was known as a eventually, he got his papers, married, went to US, married there. And what kind of faith is this? People can have faith for doses. But when it comes to real thing, which the word of God, which can never fail, we fail. Whatever you believe, you don't see death in it. You see life. People who have faith, when they are looking at things, they don't see the dangers. They see the prospects. David didn't see the danger that he'll be killed when he was meeting Goliath. He saw the prospect that I'm going to kill him and the women will sing song for me. So I want to encourage all of us. It's better to practice 5 words you know than to hear plenty and not practice one. It's not the number of quotations you quote that the devil fears. But it's the number of the word of God that you've absorbed in you and you've believed in you. Well, when trouble comes, it is the word of God that will be tested. So don't wait and say, oh, I'm waiting. When there is trouble, then I will now go and read it. Look, when there's trouble, nothing can enter into your head again. You'll be filled with confusion. What will save you is what is in your heart. Sure. Because the mind and the head knows how to analyze what it sees and create fear. But why it begins to create fear, what is in your heart begins to come to overcome the mind. Yeah, that man is like a man who has built his house upon what? Upon the rock. So I said, the difference between the two people who built, let's go to the one who built on the sand, is one hearing and doing. The other one also heard. But everyone who hears this saying of mine and does not do them, that's a different thing in the scripture, will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. How did he build his house on the sand? He did not do it. How did he build his house on the rock? He did it. Amen. If you do it, whatever you're doing, you are building on the rock. If you listen to the word of God and you're doing it, you are building your house on the rock. Sometimes it's not the time you are building that the rain will come. All that you are, some of the things you are hearing, you don't need them today. But you are going to meet future problem. And it's those things that will bring it out. Those things that will give you victory in life. And that's why I keep on encouraging you. Do it. Practice it. There are plenty of us. The rain is going to come. The flood is going to come. The wind is going to come. The wind will come against your health. The rain will come against your health. The storm will come against your health. What will make you stand? The doctors will tell you something that will break everything about your life. But when you turn to the word, there is an inner strength that will come from you. I hope you're getting me. This is the time you have to put it in. Not when you are told that you have this and that. Now you are going to look for scriptures. It won't go. Because there's another word that have gone first. And you have believed it. And they will tell you about book. But But there will be something within you that will jump up into your mind. And you look at your life. And you look at the power of God. How powerful God is. What God can do. Then you'll stand and find some example. That even when God himself, it's not Dr. God, told Hezekiah that put your house in order, write your will, you are going to die. Hezekiah said, God, I have your word in me. This is what you have said in your word. That if I, and Hezekiah was sick, near death, near what? And Isaiah the prophet, he's not a doctor. When they send a prophet to you, then what? Who else can you see? So that's why you don't put your faith in prophets too. Well, they may be the one they will send to come and give you the message. The son of Amos went to him and said to him, "Thus says the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall die and not live." Who can change this? He went back to the one who said it. God, you have said I will die and I will live. But you can also give life to the dead. I'm coming back to you. Then he brought his case. Look at how he brought his case. The Hezekiah turned his face towards the wall and prayed toward the Lord. And said, "Remember now, O Lord, I pray, how I have walked before you in truth and with loyal heart." I've obeyed. Walking before the Lord in truth and in loyal heart means that you obeyed what to be loyal means that you did what the master says you should do. Lord, I have obeyed your word and have done what is good in your sight. What you told me to do, which is good, I did it. And I've done what is good in your sight. And Hezekiah went bitterly, "Lord, and you have said." And the Lord heard him. By the time, and the word of the Lord came to Isaiah. And Isaiah, by the time he entered his house, what every prophet wants is that he will speak his word, that this president will die and he dies. Then they say, he's a good prophet, he's a powerful prophet, isn't it? So he was waiting that they will announce that Isaiah, what he has said, have surely come to pass. And while he was in his house, getting the house, God spoke again. "Isaiah." And the word of the Lord came to Isaiah saying, "Go and tell Hezekiah, thus says the Lord, the God of David, your father, I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. Surely I will add to your days 50 years. It is I who say you will die. I have amended what I have said. What I'm saying is that, yes, you will die. But because you've prayed, I'm going to shift the death to later days." Imagine if you were the prophet. God, the way these people, they are now they don't want to believe in us. I have gone to tell the king, and you are sending me back again to go and tell him this. Won't he say we are double-minded? He said, "Go and preach there. Go and tell him." How? You are the one who said the message. He would have, if I were there, somebody, he said, "God, why don't you say another prophet? I have that mind. You to say another one." God said, "You go and tell him." He went back and said it. What I'm saying is that he enumerated what? That he heard the word of God, he obeyed God, and walked before him. So obedience to God becomes a rock in time of your problem. Amen. Imagine if he was wicked, if he didn't obey God, if he was doing whatever he likes, killing people and taking people's wives, stealing people's money, and harassing people. Do you think he could even have the boldness to go to God and say, extend my days? Oh, brother. Oh. So my encouragement to you is that this year, whatever word you want to work for you, I want you to learn how to practice it. Put it into practice. When you go and read over it, read on it, because that is the one that will help you in the near future. He that heareth my word and doeth it is like the one who have dug a foundation on a rock, and that rock, when you dig into it, no storm can move that house, because the material that we give in cannot also be destroyed, because the material is from God. He gave all of us the material, but where you put your house is very important. We used to say location, location, location. A house, 2-bedroom in East Legon, and 2-bedroom in Chiranda. If I'm renting it, how much will you pay for that one in my village? The East Legon one, dollars. My village one, hundreds of cedis, not thousand. Even Adenta here, it's over 1,000. As you move further, the price reduces. Or those who've been looking for houses, you know, the closer you are to town, the higher the price. In the Usika Ukurano, somebody's 3-bedroom house, somebody's 7-bedroom house in my village is like 1-bedroom in some place. Or a penthouse somewhere. So where you put your house will determine whether you will last. Don't let anybody just deceive you. When you hear God's word, find out what God is telling you. Do your best to obey it. Even if you falter, go back and do it again until you obey it. Believe it. Anyone who built, there's a storm that comes upon everyone. And the storm came. First the rain. Then the what? The flood. Then what? The wind. There's a rain of life. It comes heavily upon your life. Confuse you in everything. Rain of life. Sometimes the word is like rain. They will tell you this and before you realize, sometimes when you find a certain problem or something has happened to you, you'll find words coming to confirm all that. Hey! Have you heard? Somebody had this and they died. Somebody had, and they, you don't know where the things are coming, and they'll come like rain on you to confuse you. What will make you stabilize is where you built it. Whether you have obeyed God's word before. The storm, the rain will come, and what? The flood. It has the ability to sweep you away. Carry you away. Flood. Political flood. Other religious flood. Other flood are coming. Flood coming. In such a way that if you don't, it can sweep you away. It can sweep your children away. The West is putting power over that flood. If you don't do that, we won't give you money. Flood. What have you believed? If you don't take time, you succumb. Satangra, hey, if you don't believe that, no visa for you. If that place is your heaven, then you have to succumb. If God is your heaven, is the one that holds your heaven, then stand by the truth. Like the Hebrew boys, look, O king, we respect you. We respect your views. But our culture does not permit us to bow to any image. We are ready to be burned and the fire of inflation and deflation and all whatever inflation. We are ready to die for our children to bow to a foreign god. We are ready for our dignity. You can't say it like that, though. Unless you've practiced the thing for a very long time. God, pressure has a way of making people give up. Yes, it's not only saying it, though. The fire had been heated. It wasn't left the same way. They put more heat. And your eye have seen it 7 times. Would you still stand by it? It takes people who have practiced God's word. Not listen to it alone, but practice it. And I've seen that it works. When you know that God's word works, it doesn't matter who says what. Because you have tried it, it has worked for you, so what he's saying is nothing. You know that your life and hope is not in them. If it was in them, we would have been richer 50 years ago. It's a cycle. You go and you come back. You go and come back. But when God begins to help you, it's permanent. Yes. When God begins to lift you, it's permanent. Yes. When man begins to lift you, you are in trouble. God may use man to lift us, but our hope should not be in the lifting of man. So, finally, the word. I'm just encouraging you. Whoever here is saying this word, said, a storm is going to come, and the rain descended, the flood came, and the wind blew and beat on the house, and it did not fall. For it was founded on the rock. It did not fall. Tell us we will not fall. Tell us, I will not fall. Say, I will not fall. Then there's, and the rain descended, the flood came, and the wind blew and beat on the house, and it fell. And great was what? You see, David endured many trials. Saul sought to kill him. He passed through trials and afflictions. But what kept him is a relationship with God. David is not a perfect man. You all know. I'm not talking about perfection. I'm talking about a heart. Faith is of the heart, not the mind. Not how you present yourself to human beings, but how you want to please God. And the way you are trying to please God. And God, who understands that in your heart, this is what you want to do. And you need help for him to help you to do what he wants you to do. And he went through that, but he also met different kind of trials And today, if you are going through such trial, don't give up. Tell someone, don't give up. Say, don't give up. Say, don't give up. Stop trembling. Don't be afraid. Because God has a day of deliverance. Did you hear what I said? David expected a song. There's an expectation. Anyone who believes must expect. Blessed are they who believe. They must expect. The disciples did not believe because they did not expect. Do you know why they didn't expect? Because they didn't believe that Jesus would rise up. Jesus had told them several times that I'm going to die, I will rise. I'm going to die, I will rise. And because they were not expecting it, because they didn't believe it, they couldn't expect it. Even when they told them, even though we ran away, those who stood there saw that he was nailed. And John himself went close, at least one of us. So when he was dying, he told the mother that this is your son. And he told, at least there's one, me, Peter, there. People know me too much, so I didn't go there. But even the one who was there, he told them, they never believed it. But they were not expecting, because they would never believe it, they never expected that he would get up. It's not only us, oh. When the women told, they said, look at the women. Women, every day women have problems. Oh, they can talk. And the words seem to them like idle tales. And they did not believe them. These women, every time they come and tell her tales. The way we are mourning, we are confused. They have come this morning that the Jesus, who is the killer? Have you ever seen Romans killing a man and the man getting up again? They know how to kill you proper. He said, oh. And these women, this morning, look at what they are telling us. Kai. Hallucination. When this one, they're having their menopause. So they're having flashes of Jesus' faces. So they'll give different, don't mind them. Say, it is true. We saw him. They have to convince them. They say, okay, we'll run. So they ran. Peter and John, they went to the tomb. And John was smarter than Peter. So John ran first ahead. And Peter was not a very fast man. When he went, John saw, look inside. He didn't enter inside. Okay. The team was rolled. They say, oh, yeah, I'm Peter Mra. Peter now pen awesome. Oh, when Peter came, I know Peter. After he already acted. So they both and stooping down, looking in, saw the linen cloth lying there, yet he did not go in. When Peter came, you know Peter, I know what Peter would do. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. Kai, Peter, on the Okomu. Okomu, I'm telling you, I said, problem. Oh, shit, I didn't know he said, no, kura. But the way the cloth was, it wasn't grave looters. When grave looters are looting you, they will throw the thing, the way they will make the thing. But you look at the man where he was wrapped, he came out of the wrapping and the thing was folded like that. Hey! Well, we have seen but we haven't seen the man. Huh? So at least can give them credibility that the woman, what they said was true. It took Jesus some time to convince them that he was alive. When he revealed, he said, they say it's a ghost. Jesus, ghost. Oh, no. You are dead. Don't come close. Don't get near us. He said, I am not a ghost. Hey, Charlie. Ah, you died. Then Jesus convinced them. Okay, ghosts don't have this. Give me some food. Again, and he broke. He ate. He said, ghost, odi fufu. Guess, odi banku. Ghost, odi akmane. Odi wache. So they now believe that, the ghosts we know, they don't eat like that. It took time. Anyone who wasn't there didn't believe. It's not only Thomas. Every day we say, Thomas. Hey, all of us, including us too, we didn't believe. It took some time for us to believe, and still, we still have doubt when God speaks. And we all talk about Thomas. Talk about yourself. So, brethren, today, let your faith be grounded in the word of God. When you hear God's word, believe it. Believing in is that you're going to act on it. Whatever instruction God has for you, do it. Some of them will be difficult, but do it. He will give you strength to do it. If you do it and it fails, do it again. If it fails, do it again. If you fall, I believe in Christians who fall and get up. The problem is not the falling, but the getting up. If you are falling today, rise up. Because Jesus died. He didn't remain there. He got up. So if you tried a word, it didn't work for you, try it again. Keep on trying it until it works for you. So David went through that. He had a strong faith in God, and God helped him. I pray that God will also help him. You have expectation, and he's going to put a song in your mouth. If you believed, he put a song, and the song will be a good one. Tell the person, don't give up. Say, don't give up. Don't give up. Also expect to sing of God's power. Maybe next week I'll talk about that. If you want your faith to be strong and God speaks, there are expectations, isn't it? Before even the deliverance comes, what are we to do? Before we see the word be made manifest into flesh for us, what do we do? Maybe let's see next week, if God permit, we'll know what to do. Amen. I want you to pray today briefly and asking that every word God spoke to you, may he revive those words, strengthen those words for the evil days that may come, that in time of trouble, his word will sustain you. Pray that your salvation will be based on what God said, that you accepted him. Don't let the devil throw missiles in your mind. That because of A and B, you won't go to heaven. Heaven is your place. You are not going to heaven because of your goodness. We are going to heaven because of the goodness of Christ. And because Christ is good, and he lived a pure life, you also want to live a pure life like him. know that God's power is greater than our problem. Know that God is stronger than our enemy. Trust Him. Believe in Him. Rest in God's power. And His word is power. Our gracious Father, we pray today, asking for your grace, for your mercy, for your strength to obey your word. Not by our own strength. Naturally, our mind and our bodies want to obey what is happening in the world. But Lord, strengthen our innermost being, our spirit, to override our mind and our body. In Jesus' name, amen.